Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G.
So fairy.
Ferry Cross the Mersey. That's from the Wayback Machine, sure enough. One of the great songs of all time. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some platters here and talking a little bit of a little small business today. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find my newsletter there, which if you subscribe to that, we'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon for free. It's we've been doing that 15 and a half years now. I have not missed a Sunday edition in 15 and a half years. 52 of those puppies every week, every year. And it's got a lot of stuff. It's got articles that I've written. My weekly syndicated column, you get it. You're one of the first people to get it. And there's always a second little column, a smaller column called Until Next Time. The brand new poll question is right there in the newsletter. You can click on it. You can check out our knowledge base, Ask Jim. You can see the show, the people who are going to come up on the show that week. The 20 guests that we have or so every week. You can see who they're going to be and kind of get an idea about when you want to make sure you listen, because you really want to hear those people, because either you know them and you know what they talk about, you like what they have to say, or you like what the topic maybe they're going to talk about. So all that's right there, and I hope you check it out and subscribe to our newsletter. But all the other stuff there, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, all that is free. We built it for you. So you can use it. There's not another site on the planet like this one. And then, of course, from one of my book, The Age of the Customer, I hope you'll check that one out too, and I hope you'll check out the book. I really believe that if you'll buy that book, just go read the articles that I've written about the book. I don't care. I want you to buy the book, but if you don't, I just want you to get the information. Because I'm telling you something, folks, there's something going on right now there's a paradigm shift happening right now that has never happened in 10,000 years. It's happening in your lifetime. And if you're not paying attention to the shift, you're going to get overtaken. You're going to get run over. You're going to get subducted by the new stuff that's happening. And one of those things is mobile. You've been hearing me say in the past, how many times have you heard me say that there was nothing about your past in business. There was nothing about your past that was mobile. But your future will be dominated by mobile computing. And one of the things that you have to do if you believe that, And if you want to make sure that you're not getting behind the eight ball, you're not getting behind the curve on this and losing too much business, you've got to have a mobile site. Not a mobile app. I didn't say a mobile app. I don't want you to get a mobile app. I mean, I don't care. You can get one if you want, but I don't think that's what you need. I think you might need one eventually, but right now, at a minimum, you need a mobile site. And so I wanted to know how you guys were doing, how well you were doing. How many of you had a mobile site and how many of you didn't? And so we asked that question in our poll last week. We said, does your business have a mobile website? 30% of you said you did. 19% said you didn't, but you were working on one. Good for you. Get that done. It costs about $500. You can have maybe $1,000, but it's not optional, folks. This is non-negotiable. If you're a serious business and you don't have, having a mobile site is non-negotiable. Non-negotiable. So 49%, almost half of our folks either have a website, mobile site, or they're going to get one. So good for all you guys. But that means that over the other half, 41% said, no, we don't have one. We don't plan to have one. So do you plan to become a dinosaur? Did you know that more and more people are doing business on their phones? They're reading one of the reasons why you don't see as many newspapers being delivered, it's not necessarily that they're selling fewer newspapers, it's that they're selling fewer print newspapers. I read the Wall Street Journal on my phone. That's right. I'm a baby boomer. I'm not a kid, and I read the Wall Street Journal on my phone. So 41% of you say you have no plans to have a. So you're saying to all those people out there, those millions, those tens of hundreds of millions of people across the planet who have smartphones, you're saying, oh, I don't want your business. No, I don't want your business. That's what, when you say you have no plans to create a mobile site, that's what you're saying. So my friends, here's some tough love. Get a darn mobile site. Do yourself a favor. Don't fail. Don't plan to fail. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Get a mobile site. 11% of you said you didn't even know what that was. You didn't know what a mobile site was. Get educated, my friends. This is non-negotiable. Your future will be dominated by mobile computing. Because there are people on the planet right now who have just, there are millions of people every week who are getting a smartphone for the first time. And those people have never seen a personal computer, let alone own one. They don't have a microwave, they don't have a car. But they bought a smartphone and they're going online, they're logging onto the internet for the first time in their life with this magic wand in their hand. A mobile phone is a magic wand, and it can either swipe at you and help you have success, or it can render you irrelevant. Get a mobile site, my friends. Do yourself a favor. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.